Today is Thursday, the 25th of May, in the seventh week of Easter.
I can make it through the day when you're with me on the way. In my heart and mind, you'll stay. I can make it through the night when I'm clinging to your light. You will make the darkness bright, for you are always, always with me, for you are always, always with me.
I Am Sun sings Always With Me.
In the calm and in the storm, when it seems I'm all alone, it's your hand I find to hold. In each hour of unrest, when it seems I've nothing left, you speak peace in every breath. For you are always, always with me. For you are always, always with me. In the morning, in the evening, when I'm waking, when I'm sleeping, when I'm arriving, when I'm leaving, you will have me in your keeping. Even from my mother's womb, never hidden from your view, I was always known to you. When I fade away in death, you will catch my final breath. You will take me to my rest.
Today's reading is from the Acts of the Apostles.
Since he wanted to find out what Paul was being accused of by the Jews, the next day he released him and ordered the chief priests and the entire council to meet. He brought Paul down and had him stand before them. When Paul noticed that some were Sadducees and others were Pharisees, he called out in the council, "Brothers, I am a Pharisee, a son of Pharisees. I am on trial concerning the hope of the resurrection of the dead." When he said this, a dissension began between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the assembly was divided. The Sadducees say there is no resurrection or angel or spirit, but the Pharisees acknowledge all three. Then a great clamour arose, and certain scribes of the Pharisees' group stood up and contended, "We find nothing wrong with this man. What if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him?" When the dissension became violent, the tribune, fearing that they would tear Paul to pieces, ordered the soldiers to go down, take him by force, and bring him into the barracks. That night, the Lord stood near him and said, "Keep up your courage, for just as you have testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must bear witness also in Rome."
This is a chaotic and highly charged scene, as Paul is tried before the Sanhedrin, just as Jesus and Stephen were before him. There's an irony that Paul, who approved of Stephen's killing and presumably that of Jesus, now shares their fate. What are your thoughts as you observe this scene? Even the Roman tribune is afraid of the violence surrounding Paul. But Paul comes across as calm and confident in the midst of it. Jesus gifts him with courage. How do you feel when facing trouble and aggression? Do you have a sense of confidence in God? Or do you get overwhelmed by other feelings? As we hear the reading repeated, listen out for what strikes you particularly. Jesus offers Paul the grace of courage, as he did to his disciples at the Last Supper. Is there something in your life now for which you need the gift of courage?
Since he wanted to find out what Paul was being accused of by the Jews, the next day, he released him and ordered the chief priests and the entire council to meet. He brought Paul down and had him stand before them. When Paul noticed that some were Sadducees and others were Pharisees, he called out in the council, "Brothers, I am a Pharisee, a son of Pharisees. I am on trial concerning the hope of the resurrection of the dead." When he said this, a dissension began between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the assembly was divided. The Sadducees say there is no resurrection or angel or spirit, but the Pharisees acknowledge all three. Then a great clamour arose, and certain scribes of the Pharisees' group stood up and contended, "We find nothing wrong with this man. What if a spirit or an angel has spoken to him?" When the dissension became violent, the tribune, fearing that they would tear Paul to pieces, ordered the soldiers to go down, take him by force, and bring him into the barracks. That night, the Lord stood near him and said, "Keep up your courage, for just as you have testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must bear witness also in Rome." Thank you.
Sometimes we face situations in life when we need God's grace and strength to get us through it. Is there a grace you feel in need of now? Speak to God and ask for whatever you need at this time. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.